September 6, 1937. Purpose of creation. Speaking and operating life of God in the creation. God's word, the divine will. How one who does his own will risks the divine. I am in the arms of the divine volition. It loves me so much that it doesn't let me leave its more than paternal arms, to keep me and raise me as it wants and pleases. And if it hears me saying that I love it, oh, how it celebrates, forming around me the seas of its love that tell me in every instant, I love you, I love you. Then, my sweet Jesus, visiting my poor soul, finding me in the arms of his will, all joyful said to me, my blessed daughter, how I love finding you always all abandoned in these arms. Your destiny is assured, you will live on our same food. We will have common goods. You must know that the only purpose for creation was exactly this. Creation had to serve as the residence for man, while man had to serve as our residence. We wanted to form as many of our lives for as many creatures as we delivered to daylight. Each of them had to possess our life, a speaking and operating life, since we cannot be wherever we are without saying or doing anything. Otherwise, it would be as if we formed many prisons for ourselves. Prisons that would impose on us silence and uselessness. Our Supreme Being speaks and operates, the Word calls the works, and the works manifest who we are, forming such beatitudes and joys as to delight us, as well as those who live with us. Therefore, each one of our words and works is a new joy and happiness that we create for us. This is why we want to form within man our speaking and operating life, because we had to form such wonders of our divine being, as to create new and always more beautiful creations. We wanted to show and give the way to all that we can do and know how to do the way to our new joy and happiness. And where does all this go? Inside our residence of man. But, would you like to know who our word is? It is our will. It is the operator of our works, the narrator of our divine being, the bearer and keeper of our life in the creature. Without it, we do not move from our throne, neither do we form any life in any residence. See, the great necessity to possess our divine will and to live in it. With it we can do everything, deliver our most beautiful works, maintain our scope and force, form the lives of our being as many as we want. Without our will all is hampered, obstructed, our love, obstructed, our power, arrested, our works. One could say that we remain as a god mute for the creatures. What ingratitude! What a crime, to reduce us to silence. While we wanted to honor the creatures with our life and them as the residences for our delights and wonders, they have rejected us, not giving us the freedom to form that life. In our place they gave residence to passions, sin and the most ugly vices. Poor man, without our will, without divine purpose, it would be as if he wanted to live without breath, heartbeat or blood circulation, which are the foundations of human life. What life could he ever have? Wouldn't that be just like killing himself on the spot? Such would be our life in the creature, with no heartbeat, no motion and no word. It would be a tormenting, oppressive life, and he will end up dying. It is true that we involve everyone with our power and immensity. We are in everyone and everywhere, but lacking our divine volition within themselves, they never hear us talking. They understand nothing of our Supreme Being, and even if they live in our immensity, it is because no one can escape from us. So they don't feel as though they were our sons, but as strangers to us. What pain! Having so many things to say, and being silent. Having the power of doing who knows how many wonders, and not being able to do them because our will does not reign within them. And yet, our love is such that it does not stop. We are all eyes to watch whoever wants to live in our will. All ears to listen to whoever calls it to live within herself. All love to place our great love upon the little love of the creature. As soon as we see her disposed, We form our speaking life, and we tell her the story of our will, the long story of our eternal love. How much we love her. How many sighs calling for love. You must know that when we love without finding anyone who loves us, our love does not know where to lean to be loved in return. So it goes wandering around, bursts into delirious fidgets, and if it doesn't find even a little I love you from a creature on which to lean, it withdraws back into ourselves to where we keep our center of love. But it does it with a pain that a created mind cannot comprehend. The sufferings of a love not returned are unspeakable. They surpass all other pains. We want to give always, we are in continuous act of giving, but we want to find her will willing to receive, a desire, a sigh, as the place the little shelves on which to place our will, and all that we want to give and do. These desires and sighs are like ears that listen to us, eyes that look at us, hearts that love us, minds that comprehend us. If we don't find these little shelves, we cannot give her anything, and she remains blind, deaf, mute and with no heart. Therefore, our will is put into flight, and it returns to the shelter of our celestial regions. Then, I continued to think about the divine will. I felt completely invested by it and I prayed my dear Jesus to help me and keep me locked inside his heart so that I could live and know nothing other than his will. And he, coming back, continued, "My daughter, all the goods of the creature are tied to my will. If she empties herself from it, all her goods are finished. You must know that every single time she does her human will, she loses the divine will with all its goods. So she loses all that is beautiful, all that is holy and good. This is an incalculable loss. The poor creature is thrown into the most wretched misery. She loses her rights over all goods, and she is invested by such unhappiness as to leave her constantly restless. Even if it seems that she may have some goods, these are only apparent, they end up torturing her completely. On the other hand, every time that she decides to do my divine will in total firmness, she loses her human will, the miseries and the passions. She loses all the evils, the miserable rags, and the filthy clothes that the human will had formed. What a happy loss! Losing evils and miseries is glory and victory, it is honor. But losing the goods is cowardice and dishonor. See then, if the creature wants, she can recover from the great loss of my will, loss that she suffered by doing her own will. More so, since she will receive the help of our power, our love and our own will. By acquiring again the rights over all goods, all will defend her in order to recover from the lost game.